How do I maintain positive energy when life is happening? This is what I have found has helped me in the past. And if I ever need to use these tools, I use them. I don't do all of them all of the time. Okay. So you have to recognize that some are going to be better for you in the moment. Pick and choose. Okay. This is not a prescription for doing all of them all the time. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast. I'm Amira Alvarez. I am the founder and CEO of the Unstoppable Woman, and I'm super excited that you're here with me today. And for all of you that are loyal listeners, thank you so much for listening. It's amazing to get your feedback and your comments and your likes and that you share it with other women. It just is incredibly validating, and I'm super grateful for that. Okay, with that, let's get started. So the inspiration for this episode came from one of my clients who responded to the monthly accountability that we do. She's in our high-level mastermind called the Spirit of Wealth, and we help people with this idea of like, how do you get those needle-moving actions done, right? How do you get the big rocks done? And we look at a strategic plan and what needs to happen by when and all of that good stuff. We work on the inner game and the outer game. And part of how we help people is that once that strategic plan is created, then we help hold them accountable because, it's one thing to plan, it's one thing to say you're going to do something, and then it's another thing to actually, when push comes to shove and you're pulled in 1,001 different directions and you're distracted or other people need you or life happens, how do you stay accountable to yourself? So it's a really important question to answer. And one of the things we do is we have this whole proprietary accountability program. And part of that is this monthly accountability. And I get their check-ins on how they're doing. And it's a short check-in. It's not super, super elaborate, but I read them and respond and, either with inspiration or a little tweak here, a little nugget that they can work on there. And I help them see what's getting in their way. Not everyone, not every month, but I'm looking to see what my clients really need. And one of my clients has been going through a very large health challenge, did her monthly check-in, which was great. And I was asking her how she was feeling. That was my response. Like, how are things going? It was great to see her in our office hours, and I wanted to just check in on her and see how life really was. And, among other things, she wrote back and she asked this question. She said, "How do I maintain positive energy when life is happening?" And by life, I'm gonna put quotes around life. Life can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. In her case, she was thinking about life like, the health stuff, all the things that she has to handle. And that could be what's going on for you, or it could be stuff with your kids, or stuff with your parents, or stuff in your relationship, or it could be your energy levels. It could be stuff inside your business, right? We're running businesses, and that's a big part of our lives. That's, for me, my business is my baby, right? And I love my business. So that's a big part of what happens in my life. And as you know, stuff happens in your business for sure. So I wrote back to her quite a detailed email about what I do when life, quote unquote, happens. And I thought I would share that with you today, and I hope you enjoy it. Okay, so that was the whole frame up. So there are actually 10 things. I'm kind of smitten by the fact that there were 10 things. I didn't number them in my email back to her, but don't you love it when you get like a nice number, like top 10 list, right? So I'm smitten by that. This is what I have found has helped me in the past, And if I ever need to use these tools, I use them. I don't do all of them all of the time, okay? So you have to recognize that some are going to be better for you in the moment. Pick and choose, okay? This is not a prescription for doing all of them all the time. Though you can if you want. There have been times in my life where I really needed to do like a full Monty, full press. Like I'm using all my tools, and there's a time and place for that. So this is what I gave her. Oh, I want to say one more thing as as context and as a lead up, that how to maintain positive energy is fundamentally about a perspective shift. Okay. And you have to also acknowledge that if you're going through a health crisis, that it doesn't it or you're going through incredible trauma or grief, like you have to be gentle and give yourself a lot of grace here. That it's not just a, you don't want to whitewash things. You don't want to just think that something's wrong with you because you can't instantaneously change your perspective. Okay. There are tools you want to keep at it. You want to be gently persistent with yourself in your approach. And you also have to acknowledge that there will be times when this is challenging, okay? And don't blame the victim, if you will, okay? This is important. So fundamentally, these tools are about changing your perspective on what's going on so that you're not fighting reality, but you are accepting, not saying it's what you necessarily want, but you're not in resistance to the truth of what's happening in front of you. Okay, with that, the first thing that I recommended was writing out the yucks. That's my technical term for all the crap that you're holding inside, right? Like the negative perspectives, the grief, the sadness, the frustrations, the disappointments, the anger, the resentment, all of that stuff. Write that out, full expression. It doesn't work to pretend it's not there. That's bypassing, and it will come up and it will knock harder. Okay. So you have to get it out of your system. And the way that I express without getting sucked into that yuck is I get it out, I write it out, I express myself, and then I look to see what the gift is in what I'm experiencing. What is the thing that I'm learning, that's growing me, that I can appreciate in this situation? Okay. So, for instance, if you're really upset that your body is failing you, right? Can you appreciate the strength that your body does have? How well it supported you all these years? If you're challenged by your energy levels, can you appreciate that you were able to do a certain amount today, or that it's teaching you that you need more downtime, or it's teaching you that you need better nutrition, right? Like, what are the lessons that you're recognizing in this situation? Okay. That's always, if I can fully express myself and then see the thing that I'm needing to learn in the situation, that I need to grow and become more to actually solve this, if you will, and appreciate that, that's huge. Okay, number two, massive gratitude and appreciation for everything. So everyone most likely has heard of gratitude practices, and I believe in expressing gratitude. It is a powerful way to shift your energy and your focus. And yet, when you're in a swirl of life is happening to me, and you're not happy with how life is happening to you, right? Just a side note there, like changing your perspective on that and seeing that life is happening for you is really important. That is part of step one, expressing the yucks and how is this happening for you, okay? But if you're in that swirl, one way to get out of that swirl is to start appreciating everything that is happening in your life and that is in front of you. And I do a practice where I just start appreciating like at least 10 to 20 things an hour. I set my phone to remind me every hour to walk around and find 10 to 20 things. Okay, so, and I start with really simple things. I don't try and go for elaborate big things. In these situations, I go for the small things, like appreciate my feet and how they support my body and sense the floor and the amazing construct of your body, right? The coffee I'm drinking, the beauty of the coffee cup that I have, the color of the paint in my room. I was thinking about this earlier because I was in my bedroom and it's this beautiful jade green and I love the colors of the paint. So nothing is too small, nothing is too large. You don't censor and you do this for periods of time throughout the day, okay? The fact that I'm breathing, the fact that I'm walking, the fact that I have food in my refrigerator, the fact that I have fresh running water, the fact that I have a coffee machine, the fact that I have my favorite pen, right? Like, go for the small things and see all the things that you're, quite frankly, taking for granted and deserve some affirmation, even if they're small. It will change your perspective, which is exactly what we're looking to do. Okay, number three. Exercise and movement, change your state, your physical state. It's so important. I love taking walks. That's my go-to, or you know, a walk run, but it can be in the woods without my headphones, you know, one with nature, or I can be like, I actually want to listen to a podcast or an audiobook or something like that, or walk and talk with a friend or a colleague or a family member, but I'm moving. Some people like to do yoga. You could do jumping jacks. You could do push-ups. You could dance. There's any number of ways to get a bit of movement in and change your state. Okay. Number four, which I sort of touched on already, is changing your focus by listening to, say, a podcast or an audiobook. If you're a regular podcast listener, you probably already do that to some extent, but this is a really great strategy, whether it's on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is, like Audible, you can change your focus. You can get out of yourself and into some other topic by listening to a podcast or an audiobook. And it really helps shift you from like life, this swirl of negativity to, oh, look, this is really cool over here. Okay. Number five is meditation. Now, I will openly admit that I am not a consistent meditator. And that's just the truth of how it is. But I have gone through phases where I've been more consistently meditating or doing different kinds of meditations. I have an app on my phone called Insight Timer. I really love it. It has little short meditations, so things that are like 5 to 7 minutes, and then longer meditations and all different kinds. And I find that quite useful. It's not, they're guided meditations, but you can also do just paying attention to your breath kind of meditations. So that is a great reset. And I'm going to do a little 5B, if you will. Sometimes a nap is just a great way to reset your brain, the synapses in your brain, you know, the electrical charge in your brain. It's just like a really solid nap. That is something that if I'm in the swirl, that is a really beautiful reset. Getting good sleep is just a really beautiful reset. Okay. Number six is helping someone else. This is huge. This is about getting out of being self-oriented and being other-oriented. And it changes your perspective. When you're self-oriented, you're in your head and you're constantly thinking, this is what's happening to me. This is the, you're in your own story. You're in that, the frustration or the disappointment or the resentment or the anger or the overwhelm, whatever that, whatever's happening for you, you're in it. You're in your own story. When you say, okay, wait a second, I've done my full expression. I'm not suppressing things. I am going to now be of service to someone else. It changes your energy. Pick up the phone. Who can you help? Who can you reach out to? How can you offer your brilliance to someone in this world? Now, you don't want to overstep, right? You want to make sure people want what you're offering, of course, but help someone. Maybe you help someone carry their groceries to their car. Maybe you help someone with a delivery. Maybe you help someone who's sick and you make food for them. You do something that's outside of yourself. Maybe you volunteer at a homeless shelter serving food. Whatever your version of helping is, go do that. It could be helping in your business. It could be helping a colleague. It could be helping family. It could be helping a neighbor. It could be helping strangers. But it gets you out of your own spin out inside your head. Okay. Number seven, have a conversation with someone. There is so much research that I can't quote because I don't know the research studies off the top of my head that recognizes that our connections with other humans, like real conversations, will increase your feel good hormones like serotonin, okay, and dopamine. And like, just pick up the phone, have a conversation with a friend, have a conversation with someone in your family that you're close to. Have some sort of connection with someone. It's super important to have a good conversation and connect. Maybe it's in person, maybe it's over the phone, either way. Number eight, work is something that can really help you change your focus and your perspective. So I find diving into a project, building something in my business allows me to change my focus and really be outside of myself and focusing on a different problem. And one of the things that I share with my clients is action is a balm. It's one of the memes, if you will, in our community. Action is a balm. Like, go just get into action. Stop overthinking and go do the thing, right? And you'll feel better. You'll feel like you're doing something. Now, there's a caveat here. Sometimes people pick some huge project that they won't be successful at, and that just undermines their confidence. You want to pick something that you can get some easy wins on. Okay. If you're really having a hard time, get some easy wins. Okay. Dive into something you're really interested in. Just start. Okay. It'll change your perspective. I also want to say that when I had my own health issues that really decreased my ability to focus and have energy throughout the day, it was very, very frustrating. And one of the things that I did was simply resting, reading, watching YouTube and Netflix. And probably less on the reading because I couldn't really focus on the words, but I could read like an Audible book, or I could listen to something on YouTube or a podcast, or just watch something on Netflix. And there's a time and a place for that, okay? To just give yourself the luxury, the grace of like really just settling into I'm not doing anything on my business, right? I'm just doing this over here. And that was, I will readily admit, very challenging for me because I love my business, right? My business is my baby and I love working on it, and I derive quite a lot of my sense of self and identity by being someone who is successful in that manner. So when I couldn't work on it because I just did not have the energy and I did not have the focus, it was frustrating to me. And I'm incredibly grateful for the practice of stepping out, expressing myself, a few tears there, and then just allowing myself the grace to watch a movie, watch a TV show, watch a podcast, watch a YouTube video. And here the resting really came in, the napping as well. So I say that for all of you that are not really in a place where you can't function, then I would use that. I mean, you do need rest and you do need reset times. So I'm not saying don't do that at all, but oftentimes I see people use this concept as a reason not to do their work. And I just want to say sometimes there are hard things that you have to do in your business and you just have to do them. And don't use this as an excuse not to do them. Okay, just have to say that. And then number 10 is nutrition. This is so huge. Now, I am not trained in nutrition. I absolutely do not have that expertise. So do not take this as a protocol to follow. You need to go speak to your medical advisor, your doctor, and get that all dialed in. And one of the things that is super, super key is nutrition. And so often I see people, myself included, eating poorly and having a downward swing in terms of moods and energy and ability to focus. And it's really something you need to get dialed in. So if I start eating, for instance, more carbs or going away for the weekend and indulging in desserts, right? And then I'll notice this huge downswing in my attitude and my energy because there's this sugar crash that happens that affects my hormones and my moods and all of that thing. So that's one thing. And then just basic nutrients. It's really important to get your vitamins and minerals, okay? And our food supply right now, even organic foods don't necessarily have all the nutrients that we need coming from them because the soil is depleted. So it's important to supplement. And again, I am not a healthcare provider. You need to make your own healthcare decisions. You need to check in with your doctor. Do your own research on this. But I take powdered supplements that have all sorts of vitamins and minerals in them, and I feel hugely different when I take those. My energy is stable throughout the day, and I can focus and all sorts of great things. Also, vitamin D has been a game changer for me. So there's a lot of other things that I take, but those are a few. So that's my top 10 list for what to do when life is happening. Okay. I would love to hear what your biggest takeaway is from this and what you're going to utilize for yourself and what you yourself do to help yourself in terms of when life is happening. What do you do? What works for you? I would love to hear. Okay, rock it out, be unstoppable, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us and being part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. We have got a ton of free resources for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. And you can find that link in the description below. So go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting our message out to more and more women. If you'd be willing to share this video with all the unstoppable women in your life, that would be fantastic. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Reviews, likes, and comments are greatly appreciated. We go in and read them all. So thank you for those. And thanks for listening, and be unstoppable.